Yes, Kenny, final score here from Navan was not really what City of Derry would have expected. Only trailing by 5 points till half-time. Navan ran in 6 points in the second half to run out winners by 41 points to 12. And really, Derry's poor season continues. Although, having said that, and I must apologise to your listeners, it was actually 5 points to nil. In the last report, I said 10 points to nil. At 5-0 at half-time, Derry had a penalty chance which sealed just close to the upright. They finished the half very, very strongly and could have got over, but they didn't, and that was at 5-0. They had a lot of possession, especially in the second quarter of that half, but unfortunately possession didn't meet points, and Navan hung on after starting very strongly. And it was 10 minutes gone when they had their only score of the game. In fact, the only score of the half and the only points of the first half. Whenever about five recycles, saw Mal Malone, their winger, finishing the corner, and that made it 5 points to nil. And instead, Derry then more or less took over. They had a lot of possession, and I think possibly the effort that they put into that maybe told in that last 20 minutes whenever Navan ran in three or four tries. But it certainly was a very, very good first half performance. I'll be honest with you, the Navan supporters were panicking a bit because they could see that the Derry forwards were certainly on a par with them, and the Derry back line, especially Tyler Holden halfback and Paul Burns at half, were certainly causing a few problems. But then just at the start of the second half in 47 minutes, Navan had a scrum, their number 8 picked up, and he flicked at the wing forward Chris Carroll, and he burst over, and that made it 10 points to nil. And then really in the last 20 minutes, as I said, there was a line out then. Navan Drive and number 8 McKeever went over and converted by Staunton. That made 19 points to nil. Then they had their fourth try when Conor Ryan, he went over in a corner after again good possession inside the Derry 22. That made it 24 points to nil at that particular time. Derry came back straight from the kickoff, and Tiernan Thornton got possession. He went over in a corner. Burns converted. So that was 24 points to 7. But unfortunately, the resurgence didn't matter. And a minute or two later, Malu got a second score whenever, again, they opened left and went in the corner. 29 points to 7. Derry then again come back strongly. A good, strong challenge up onto the line. And Tyler Holden, their wee scrum half, who was one of the class players on the pitch, I have to say, he went in 29 points to 12. Was there a chance that Derry would maybe get a try bonus point, getting another two? Alas, it wasn't to happen in the last 5 minutes. A replacement, I'd have Jackson went over, and that made it 34 points to 12. And replacement, he was a number, the hooker went over 34 points to 12. The replacement out half, Alan Riley, he converted, making 36-12. And then more or less, just on the near the final whistle, Navan were now running the ball quickly. Derry were just running out of steam, and it was Sean McTaggart, he went over to make it 41 points to 12. So you have to say, on 7 tries to 2, Navan will be very happy. They've got their 5 points from the game. Derry are now left at the moment. Harlequins didn't play this week because they had played last week and got 5 bonus points. So at the moment, at the bottom of the table, it's Harlequins with 3, City Derry with 5. And we'll wait to see what happened in the results with Bowman, Dungannon and all. But from Derry's point of view, it doesn't get any easier. Next week at Judges Road, it's Rennie who are flying high. We're until today, and I'd be surprised if they didn't get another score today. So all in all, you know, while there was a lot of effort and a lot of commitment, and you couldn't fault the young guys again, as I've said, they gave everything, but unfortunately just not good enough against the side, physically bigger in the forwards, who eventually just they ran out of steam. So the final score here from Navan in AIL Division 2B was Navan 41, City of Derry 12. And Kenny, the OMA resurgence, or the OMA, I must think it again, in All-Ireland League Division 2C, they went down to C Point today, and they won out by 20 points to 12. So that's a second away performance from OMA, and that is tremendous. They've got literally points out of every game, and that will certainly lift them up the table to maybe the top 4. But again, a great performance by the Tyrone club to go down there and do it.